Le Musée de FPC, translated as the Museum of Free People of Color, opens a door to a brilliant yet hidden history of people whose stories had largely been confined to archival boxes, out-of-print books, yellowing musical scores, and the headstones in the city's historic cemeteries. Here to share more about the collection is founder Beverly McKenna. Beverly McKenna, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Janae.
So tell us, what is Le Musée de FPC?
It's a house museum dedicated to the story of free people of African descent. And it's said to be the only institution, the only venue of its kind in the country, one that's dedicated exclusively to this story.
What made you begin to collect?
My husband and I began collecting when I say when we were children, when we were newlyweds, maybe 40 years ago.
Yeah.
And we thought it important that Black people collect, own, invest in the material culture of their own people.
Mm-hmm.
And so we started casually, and it became a passion.
And so you started casually. This is something that you and your husband did just for yourselves, but now you've made this collection open to the public. What led to that?
Well, it was always kind of in our minds that we knew we wanted to share it, to share what we had, to share the story. But in the case of Le Musée, after Katrina, we were so very fortunate. We're located there on Esplanade Avenue, my office and my home, and our whole collection survived intact.
Wow.
Amazed. So yeah. We took that as a sign that we needed to bring our collection out and share it with the public, tourists, with people who lived here in the city, and particularly with young people. We love telling the story to young people, sharing the contributions of their forebears, their people.
Okay. Now, if someone is, say, for instance, having a staycation and they come on down to Esplanade to Le Musée,
mm-hmm.
what could they expect to see?
Well, they get an hour-long tour. You know, we're celebrating the tricentennial in 2018, and we think the story that we tell is the definitive story of the tricentennial. Mm-hmm. We began the story that we tell in 1718 with Bienville coming and the two African enslaved people that he brought here with him. And then we trace the accomplishments, the contributions, the impact of Black people on everything that is New Orleans. So we say that New Orleans history is Black history. And we say about the tricentennial, which we are kicking off our celebration, is, you know, celebrating 300 years. That's what we do at Le Musée.
Now, you said New Orleans history is Black history. Talk briefly about the importance of controlling your own narrative.
Well, everybody who knows me, everybody who's been through the museum, I have a sign in the museum, not original to me, but it's my favorite African proverb, and it goes like this: until the lion writes his own story, the tale of the hunt will always glorify the hunter. And I think that that tells exactly what it is we're about, not only with our museums. We have another museum in Uptown New Orleans, but also with the newspaper. You know, we're publishers of the New Orleans Tribune. So we think it very important that Black people tell their own story for their own perspective. I wouldn't presume to tell the story of the Vietnamese or tell the story of Jewish people,
mm-hmm.
you know, but I think it's important that we tell our own story.
Okay, and lastly, I want to ask about your location. Is that somewhat historic as well?
Oh, yes, most definitely. We're located, as you know, in the Upper Treme,
mm-hmm.
very historic area where Black people have been going back to the early 1800s.
Yeah.
And it's well documented that Black people have owned, or people of color have owned, 80% of the property in that area in Treme.
Treme was also known as the first African-American neighborhood.
Yeah. Right. And Black people have. So, you know, we've left our indelible fingerprints on everything in that neighborhood. The architecture, the music, just everything. There's nothing in that area, or actually nothing in the city or probably in the country, that does not felt the impact or the contributions of Black people, people of color.
Yes, absolutely. Beverly McKenna, Le Musée de FPC, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Janae.
Le Musée de FPC is located at 2336 Esplanade Avenue. For more information, visit lemuseedefpc.com.